This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
It is good to have you listening on a Monday. Short week for most of us, guys, heading to the 4th of July. And we're going to be here all week for you until Friday, of course, celebrating 4th of July. Mike, I'll say this. Braves right now, we got to start stacking some series. And with 12 games left before the All-Star break, which is going to happen right here at Truist Park, and we're going to get to more of this coming up in about 15 minutes, you know, we host the Angels starting tomorrow. It's a three-game series. Fuentes is going to start against Tyler Anderson,
right?
But there are just so many things that seem to not be going our way right now, including the injury to Chris Sale. Even though Profar is coming back, the bats still are not where they need to be. Maybe Sean Murphy's waking up, but you know, none of these guys are seemingly waking up at the same time. It's like one guy wakes up, then everybody else goes to sleep.
Right.
So with the Braves, we got to talk about where we are. And Mike has an interesting number that you should be thinking about when you say this is going to be a playoff team, Dukes and Bell. Maybe not.
Yeah, when you hear the numbers, as Kendrick Perkins said, look at the numbers, it does kind of become a reality check. And thanks to one of our listeners for hitting it up with us. We'll get into that at 5:20. Also today, we had some big news in the NFL about a big trade.
No doubt about it. And let's start there, Mike, before we talk about Michael Penix. We're talking about my quarterback, who continues to be asked the question, and he continues to answer it. At some point, he's going to say, I'm done answering this. But right now, he's still answering it. The trade today was huge in so many ways because, one, the Steelers are showing, I think, the rest of the league that they are all in. And the Steelers and Dolphins make a deal, Mike. Let's talk about what the Steelers got and who they gave up, because a lot of Steeler fans don't necessarily like what they gave up to what they're getting.
Yeah, man, the Steelers, they move on from Minka Fitzpatrick, who initially was unhappy in Miami with then-coach Brian Flores with his role, kind of moving to like that sort of nickel. And he was a safety, and he obviously was very good at it, one of the best in the league. So he demanded a trade. They traded him up to Pittsburgh. Now he goes back to Miami because Jalen Ramsey now wants a trade because Jalen Ramsey wants a contract. And there's been reports, Joe Shad, that he's been a bit of a distraction, and they're just not happy with how things have been going. So they move him along with Jonnu Smith, the much-coveted tight end for Arthur Smith. Arthur, of course, got a lot out of him. He was certainly great the year that Pitts was struggling with the injury. So Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey go to Pittsburgh. They also send a seventh rounder in 2027. Fifth rounder goes down to Miami in 2027. And then you and I were saying, well, shoot, Miami really doesn't have a frontline tight end right now. So would you be interested, if you could, if they were so inclined, call the Dolphins, give me a fourth rounder. Hey, look, get what you can. Sure, I'd take a second rounder. I just don't think that's going to be what you're going to get. You'd be happy getting a fourth rounder for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, look, I mean, look at this Ramsey deal. you know, you're talking about Minkah Fitzpatrick, who's one of the premier safeties in the league, and you're trading a seventh and a fifth round pick in these deals. Both of those guys are more established than Kyle Pitts. So when you start thinking about the value of what you put on a player and where you drafted him, it has nothing to do with the trade that may take place. The Pitts thing is, and as I said, this is where I'm at. I don't even know if he's available. I don't even know if the Falcons are like, we are all in on him and this will be his best season with Michael Penix, or we're willing to take phone calls. Now, guys, everybody is tradable, right, for the most part. I mean, there are guys that you're not giving up. Like, the Bengals are going to hang up on you when you call for Joe Burrow, right? Rightfully so. They're not taking any calls for Patrick Mahomes. But if you were to say, hey, what's it going to take to get Kyle Pitts, the Falcons would listen to that phone call. But I also don't know if they are in the trade market or the trade, you know, room to say, hey, we're willing to move on from him if we were to get the right offer. Either way, it is interesting with this move today with the Steelers and the Dolphins. And I asked Mike earlier, I said, well, it feels like the Steelers got the better end because what they're trying to do is shore up their back end of the defense. They got two quality corners now. I like the young guys they've drafted. Jonnu gives them another tight end with Freiermuth, Mike, that can catch the ball across the middle.
Right.
DK Metcalf can stretch the defense. All of a sudden now, this looks a little bit more interesting.
Right, and, you know, he wants all the tight ends. So they're not coming off of Darnell Washington, the former Bulldog. You already mentioned Freiermuth got the contract. You brought that up earlier. So they're not going to be trading anybody in case you wanted somebody. I looked it up on the official Falcons website. We do have a depth chart with six tight ends.
Mm.
For what it's worth, Pitts would be number one. You got Charlie Werner. And then we got a bunch of dudes. Now, again, some of these guys are just bodies for camp, but we'll see. We saw Felipe Franks at minicamp. He's back. A guy named Nikola Kalinic, a guy named Tegan Quitoriano, and a dude named Joshua Simon. So we got more than, I thought, you know, maybe just three or four. I don't know if any of these guys would, you know, do it for for our offensive coordinator, for Zach Robinson. But if you were to do it, maybe we'd have to bring somebody else in. Is that, as we said, could you even trade a guy who couldn't practice at minicamp? He couldn't practice. And, you know, whether or not he was inclined, had he not had this mystery foot injury, would Kyle Pitts have been up there at the tight end U? He was there last year. This year, of course, a lot of hullabaloo because it was a really well-attended one with the biggest names in the NFL up in Nashville with Taylor Swift and Kelce being there. But can you even trade a guy when maybe a lot of teams are saying, well, what is his physical status? Would Kyle Pitts even pass the physical if you tried to trade him right now?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's just interesting fodder for us as we talk about these deals. And I don't think this is all, man. We got five more weeks before the start of training camp. There are going to be some more deals that are made as teams continue to try to improve.
Two things. Real quick. If you traded him right now for a fourth, one thing to think about, if he balls out this year and you don't franchise tag him or retain him, because we got all the other guys we got to keep. We got to worry about Drake and you got to worry about Bijan, everybody else. You could conceivably get a compensatory pick if he signs a big deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we would actually get some. We might, you're betting if he balls out, even it's good for us because he'll have an impact with our team. And if you have no intention of keeping him, you still maybe get a second round, third round pick.
Yeah, I saw that. Somebody said that on the text line. They were talking about compensatory picks. Let him play the season out. If he leaves, we still get something for him.
Right.
Let's talk about our quarterback. We're talking about our quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., who now has a street named after him in Dade City, not Dade County, Dade City, Florida, which is about 35 miles north of Tampa. And, Mike, he had his youth football camp there. I thought this was, a cool story for Penix to show his love for his community, but also talking about this is the fields that I grew up on and, you know, scored my first touchdown. So pretty cool to see his name up there, Michael Penix Jr. Street. Now, one of the streets as they honored him this weekend with one of the street namings there in Dade City. So here's the other thing about Penix. He continues to answer this question. He went on Golic and Golic and was asked about, you know, how much help from Kirk Cousins is he getting and how has that relationship been? Everybody thinks it's toxic for some reason outside of Atlanta. We know it's not. Cousins is not that dude. As much as we're frustrated with the way last season went, he's not that guy. Here's Michael Penix answering that question.
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he's a first-class guy in everything that he does, and that's what I appreciate about him. And, you know, from the day I got in, I always told him I had his back. You know, if he ever needed me, you know, he needed questions or he as far as on the field or off the field, you know, I was always, you know, there to be able to answer those. And he's been the same for me ever since, you know, I got the starting job. And, you know, and obviously, you know, in a situation like this, it's hard, you know, and I know it's hard on him. It was hard on me last year as well, you know, but For both of us, we both want to see this team be successful, and that's the number one thing. And I feel like that we're on the same page with that. So,
okay, we've wondered about the weirdness. He said there's no weirdness. All good.
It is. He also was asked about transitioning to being the starter and how that went. This is courtesy of Golic and Golic.
It was crazy because I ended up getting the call like the night before. I think it was on maybe a Monday night or a Tuesday night. I'm not sure. I don't remember which night it was, to be honest. But just coming in the next day, Kirk, he called me that next day. He was like, "I just want you to know, I'm gonna be supportive. I'm here in your corner. It's no bad blood between us." And to be able to hear that, it just showed the type of character he has and, the person that he is and he's always been, So, it was very appreciative to be able to know that and to have that, because obviously you think about it coming into the next day, you're like, oh, it might be a little awkward, a little weird, but it wasn't that, because we had that conversation and we were open with each other about, our feelings about the whole situation, so.
There you go. We've talked about how the whole thing, we believe me, talked about this, we're blue in the face, how you should have approached it. Either way, it's Penix's team as he transitions, and we worried about the weirdness, or maybe there'd be some weirdness in the locker room. That's not the case. We got that message at the mini camp, and now it's his time. And now the only thing you can do is be supportive of your cousins, play by the numbers, Carl, and hope that a team that's got a chance gets an injury, which then gets you off the Falcons roster.
Potentially. Yeah, I mean, if it's a bad team that gets an injury, Mike, maybe not.
There's the question. Does Cousins want to sit on the bench behind Penix Jr. or just take whatever he can get? Because beggars can't be choosers. But, of course, he does have the say in the contract. He can nix the contract. Yeah, nix the trade, I should say.
I mean, let's say it's week 9 and there's an injury, but there's a team that's not really in the hunt. And everybody's like, well, they need a quarterback. You going? Because I don't know if that's what you want. And let's just say the Falcons are in the mix and the team is doing well. And all of a sudden, it looks promising. Like, everybody just assumes, if it's a starting job, I'm going to go. Well, you may end up going to a worse situation, finishing your career in a worse situation, than being the backup here. Like, I think, Mike, you've got to consider that. And that's nobody wants to talk about that. Like, he's just going to take any job or, some team calls. Again, he still has to okay wherever he goes.
Right. Like, if the Patriots are competitive, yeah, he probably goes. If they're not, does he want to go there? That's just an example. I mean, you can pick any teams. We talked about it, when you're on vacation early this summer, you take about, 75 to 80% of the NFL. They got no viable backups. Nobody you would trust or you would bet on that team if that guy was under center. So we'll see. But that's always been the great, what if. Is a team going to have an injury? And by the way, when does that happen? Because with the trade deadline is what, the 7th week of the season?
Yeah, they push it back.
Right,
yeah.
Day-Day? Right, yeah. 6 or 7 this year? Anyway, so Cousins could conceivably be here. And then on the other side, you touched on this yourself, it's good to have a solid backup for the reasons I just stated. And if heaven forbid something happens to Penix, who's had an injury history, we don't really talk about that.
No.
That the Cousins could step in. And now, ironically, Cousins is probably in 10 times better shape than he ever was at any point last season.
Yeah. His body does feel like an 8.
Right.
And it's not a 3. I would agree with that. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Plenty to talk about when it comes to our Falcons as we lead up to training camp, and nobody's going to have camp covered like us. All of our shows will be there, and we'll be bringing you the latest information and breaking news from Falcons training camp coming up in just mere weeks, guys. But when we come back, we host the Angels for a 3-game series starting tomorrow. But we have some fundamental issues that are still plaguing this Braves team. It's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Braves have some work to do. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the same things we're talking about today. So you're not hearing a recorded Dukes and Bell show. We were, 2 weeks ago, in the same position. 7 games under .500. Our record has changed because of the number of games that we played or more, 38-45. But, Mike, where we stand, third in the division, that hasn't changed. We're 10.5 out with the Phillies, 9 right with the Mets. That hasn't changed. We're 8th in the wild card, 13 days later, and we've played, what, 13 games?
And it just feels like Groundhog Day because, you know, the Phillies and Mets basically were at a really bad patch. You had a chance to make some hay. Okay, I wasn't expecting a 10-game win streak, Carl, but it just feels like we're right back basically to square one because 8 games in the wild card with teams that are all over .500 ahead of us, you know, and then you look at this this division. I don't know where the Mets, where they're going to come out at the end. You know, they're going to try to infuse something with a big trade to try to jazz it up. I don't know. But you still are rolling into an Angels series with Didier Fuentes, Grant Holmes, and Bryce Elder. That's not great. That's not optimal, guys, by any stretch. You know. And then we talked about it. Great job by Murph. I'll get off his back. I just thought he was not producing with runners in scoring position, being clutch, and the average has been abysmal like everybody else on this team, not named, you know, Matt Olson or Ronald Acuna. But good job by Murph.
Listen. One game doesn't make your season. One game doesn't make your career. It's a start. Sean hasn't done it enough, but nobody has on this team. So Saturday, when he hits the Grand Slam, to put things in perspective, we were one of 7 teams that hadn't hit a Grand Slam all year.
Right.
That's crazy. Like, that's almost impossible.
Well, we didn't have a save until, like, it was like a month and a half we'd had a save.
May 16th, I mean, we're or something.
We're making all sorts of bad records on this squad this year.
Well, and so let's give Murph props. The Grand Slam, it was great Saturday. And again, it's the one dub because yesterday he goes deep. But let's play the Grand Slam first.
It's now bases loaded for the Braves. They don't have a Grand Slam. Murphy's in position for one now to try to bust the game open. 3 straight hits for the Braves. Make it 4, and make it 4 runs. Grand slam. His first in a month makes it a 5-run lead for Atlanta.
Well, I'd say that's a feel-good inning all the way around for the Atlanta Braves hitters and for Schwellenbach. Now a 5-run lead.
Great job.
It was, and it gave Schwelly some breathing room there, as you heard Smoltz talk about it. Then yesterday, again, you have a chance to win this game. You're in position even late in the ninth inning. Runners on base. And we cannot get it done. But Murph's solo home run got some juice and gave you some energy. But, Mike, nobody else was able to get a hit. We talked about this off of Ranger Suarez, who looked pretty damn good yesterday. Yeah. Four hits, one run, eight strikeouts, and seven innings pitched. And nobody, this is the kicker, guys, no runners for us advance to second until the ninth inning.
It's, guys, here's the numbers, here's the math. I appreciate the listener who sent this to us earlier today. The Braves right now where they stand at seven games under 500. Never in the 2021 season were they ever seven games under. The worst they were four under, Carl.
Right.
They were one under at the trade deadline. They had teams, that team had better OPS, had better average. You know, the 7-8-9 was not a giant black hole. Talked about, you know, from Dansby being done to Freddie Freeman being on that team. You know, and then, of course, the trade, which really did juice this team up. But right now, guys, whatever you do, whatever this team does, you got to go 50-29 just to get to the win total of that season that was 88. And 88 might not even get you to be like third place in the wild card here, if we're lucky, because everybody else is better. As Carl says, the All-Star game comes beyond the halfway point. You got to go 50. You got to be basically playing 21 games over 500 from where you are now to just to win 88 games. I don't see this team doing that. You're not going to get that with Didier Fuentes and Bryce Elder every fifth day. You know, and when do you think we're going to see Chris Sale back?
Not until August.
So that's my guess. That's another problem. I mean, you don't have enough pitching, and we're not the only team that's going to be looking for a starter. How are you going to approach the closer issue if you do it all? That's why the more you start to look at this rationally, maybe this isn't the year to take your already expended farm system and take more guys and throw them out there for a trade. This is probably not going to get you a World Series winning team. And you know me, brother, I hate to be the guy to say, fire sale it. But this seems a lot more fire saleable than that 21 did ever did.
Well, you
fire sale it. Who said that?
You weren't ready to do it Friday when I asked you because
right.
I was. And then I said, well, let's take it to the weekend. Did I not say that today, Day-Day? Did I not? I was like, okay. And then today we come in. I said, you ready to fire sale it? And you said, yes.
Yeah, I'm done. I hate playing devil's advocate because I always want to win. And I just think you got too many misfiring pieces in this equipment. Okay? Michael Harris can't hit. They had to give him 2 days off against a very important rival in the Phillies. I mean, you wish you could have given this time off against the Angels. They got no time to spare, Carl.
No, they don't.
That's the problem.
No, every game.
Great to see Murphy hitting. Do more of that. Austin Riley is not at his baseball card. Is he going to get there? You know, Ozzie Albies is lost. These are all things that are happening, in addition to the pitching issues you just talked about.
So what's changed? I'm asking you. Like, 2 weeks of baseball, and we're still in the same spot. And you're going to say, well, yeah, but we've got, you know, again, all these games remaining. We do. But you can't do this and make the run you want to make. You can't just be a 500 team. We've got to be above 500 at some point. The main thing is there's just no consistency. And when there's no consistency, there's no swag. And when there's no swag, there's no confidence. And that is what you're seeing up and down this lineup. 404-726-0929. I will say one other thing in regards to the lineup, because Profar is coming back Wednesday. It is a big deal because we do want to see what he has to offer. But Ronald Acuna remains at the top of this lineup. Profar, I think, because he's a switch hitter, will be used in different ways up and down this lineup. But don't change anything. As far as Acuna and Olsen protecting Acuna, Riley, the DH is Ozuna. Mm-hmm. I know he struggled. The meat of
this
thing.
So throw him in the bottom of the lineup?
I think that's where you need the spark.
Right.
And if Harris comes along and Profar is hitting, all of a sudden this thing looks differently because we've not had consistency in left field either. And I'm talking about at the plate. Eli White and Verdugo, where are these dudes?
See, that's guys, this is the reality. You got Fuentes, Holmes, Elder. You got White.
Is that at a law firm?
Well, if it is, they're not winning a lot of cases. Okay, I'm not sure what their hit rate is. I would call the strong arm if I was there. But no, you got it. I mean, that's the reality. Guys, it's a bad baseball team. Okay, you're rolling out White and Verdugo. Harris can't hit. Ozzie can't hit. These are things that are happening. The only guys that's raking, as we said, is Acuna. Even Ozuna. Marcelo Ozuna's on an absolute ice cold streak. He's batting 180 right now for the month of June. So, guys, you can always hang your hat on. And, hell, we've basically got on the shoulders of Marcelo Ozuna for 18 months, it seems like. So that's the reality. That's the news. And, if Jurickson Profar, without the benefit of, say it with me, Carl, human chorionic gonadotropin.
Gonads!
Can provide some balls to this lineup that hopefully, look, hopefully he'll give us a spark. But I mean, I can't come on the radio with a straight face and tell you guys, no, this, the 21 thing you're hanging on to, this is not it. This is not that season.
Couple other things we got to mention as we talk about our Braves. Today is an off day. It's Dukes and Bill, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Spencer Strider's improving. That's the good
news.
Yes. Okay.
Economical outing, too.
Good news. He's improving.
Good pitch count.
Last four starts, his ERA is down to 2.2. Prior to that, when you talk about those five starts, those first five, when I was telling you, he's not back, 5.4 ERA. He's got 33 strikeouts in 24 innings during that stretch of four starts. He looks like he's back now. I'm okay with where he's at now compared to that first, second, third, fourth, fifth start where we were all like scratching our heads. The other thing is when you talk about scoring, and this is the number that you just need to sick. We're tied for 24th in scoring average in the month of June. We're one of the worst teams in scoring average in the month of June. We scored 10 fewer runs, wait for it, than the Rockies in the month of June. That's how bad this thing is.
Yikes.
And we're nowhere close from a talent standpoint where the Rockies are. Rockies have nobody. You can't even name a guy on their roster. We've got name brands up and down our roster. And, Mike, for the month of June, 24th in home runs. The Mets and the Cubs hit 45 apiece as teams. We hit barely 23.
It's not enough.
Not.
Yeah, so when you look at the numbers, and as I said, you know, guys are going, really? Yeah, one of our listeners and other guys ran the numbers. You know, we're 38 and 45. So we've played 82 games. Mm-hmm. 79 left. You got to go 50 and 29 just to get to 88.
Yeah.
You tell me you're going to do – and that's the other thing.
Well,
and,
let me hit you with this because this is the other part. Well, the Angels come in, Dukes and Bill. They suck.
Well, who are you to beat the Angels right now?
What if I told you we hit 18 fewer homers than the Angels in the month of June? 18. That's where this lineup is. And that is the fundamental problem. And I have no answers. Walt Weiss has no answers. Brian Snicker has no answers. Rick Kranitz has no answers. Keep going down the list. Who you want to talk to? You want to talk to Eddie Perez? He doesn't have any answers. They are doing everything they possibly can. And every day, yesterday was a prime example. It's like, okay, good, well-pitched game. We're in the game. Hey, ninth inning comes. We got a guy on base. We're going to pull this out. No, we're not. That is where we've been all season, and we continue to not rack up series wins. Mm. We continue to lose series.
Yep, and that was the thing. I mean, the Mets and Phillies, we kind of swap in first place. Chance to make some hay. Eight games out in the wild card. That's why I just go look at the teams that are ahead of us in the wild card. Look at those rosters. Look what they got. How do you, in a expanded playoff format, check off everything you're going to need at the trade deadline? And I said to Carl earlier, and I got no problem, you know, trading them picks. Or trading those, you know, the young talent in the farm system. But the Braves farm system is not highly regarded because you've moved pieces in an effort to get back to the World Series. Is it worth flogging what's left of your minor league system, Carl, to get what? And the guys you got in your minor league system aren't all that great. So maybe not. You couldn't even get what you're trying to get. So we'll see.
All right, coming up, we got some movement in the NBA. What are the Hawks attempting to do? And who may be available? As this is going to be a big week for the NBA with free agency starting and all these deals becoming official July 6th. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mike, let's talk about the NBA because there's big news all around the league. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One thing we know, that the Hawks are not done. Anse Saleh said this to us last week, that they were going to continue to be active, even though he wasn't able at that time to talk about the trade. Now, all this stuff becomes, again, official July 6th. But, Mike, we're talking about the Porzingis trade. He wasn't able to really address it.
Right.
But he said, look, we're going to continue to be active. We know they're in the marketplace for more shooting. And you asked, are you okay with the bigs now that they drafted, you know, Asa? My thing is, yeah. I don't know how much playing time Asa is going to get in his rookie season. I know he's a first-round pick, but that doesn't mean, Mike, that he works his way into this rotation early in the season. It may be later in the year before he really makes an impact. We don't know.
And that's why, you know, Day-Day is of the opinion, DeAndre Ayton, who we should have probably traded for 4.5 years ago, had to get John Collins out of here and change up the energy. But then, you know, a lot of guys, when I mentioned DeAndre Ayton, guys immediately hit us on the text line. That dude is soft, you know. Well, yeah, not a great showing in the 2021 NBA Finals against Giannis and the Bucks, but he's out there. The Trailblazers bought out his contract. He has been linked to the L.A. Lakers because they're always looking for some front court help since Anthony Davis got traded. They're also talking about Clint Capela to the Lakers, which is probably a good fit.
We keep talking about, is Clint going to be here? My guess is no. That's where I think right. This is going. And look, I think, you know, with the plan that they have, I'm talking about our Hawks, part of the plan is to upgrade our wings. And when you're saying, how do we increase our 3-and-D guys, right? Guys that can shoot the three but also defend. Malik Beasley's name might came up, and then we talked about right. Today this investigation. Again, he's not been charged with anything. But this investigation, he may not have done anything. It may have been people betting on him, and there is some kind of connection to the activity that was going on. We don't know what this investigation is going to unfold. But the point is, if you take a chance on Malik Beasley to start free agency, Mike, mm-hmm. and you sign him to one of these deals, you're also potentially, you know, rolling the dice with,
right.
if something happens down the road and he's potentially suspended.
Well, they're not playing, and no pro sports leagues are playing. Ironically, the college is going to allow guys to bet on pro sports. They had that up there on the flagpole for the NCAA last week. Pat Forty was talking about it. But, yeah, Beasley, man, 16 points. I love it. He made 319 three-pointers just behind Ant-Man for the league lead. That's exactly what we're shooting for here,
yes.
pardon the pun.
Yes.
You know, I said Ty Jerome. That's another guy I'd like if you want to go get some more shot-making. 12.5. You know, he's a good backup, and he can also come in for Trey, you know, if you want to have him on the floor at the same time. Who else did I mention to you? Oh, yeah, I was talking about this last week. Gary Trent from Milwaukee, if you're looking for another shooting guard who can also handle the rock at times. And then there's Quentin Grimes from the Sixers.
Yeah.
If you're looking for guys who can also, you know, if you don't have any fall off when Trey's not on the floor.
The guy that obviously I think would fit perfectly is Nikhil Alexander Walker from the Warriors.
Ooh, that's now you're talking some serious athleticism with a healthy Jalen Johnson.
Yes. And again, if you were to say, we're going to make two significant moves, if you could convince DeAndre Ayton, and again, I don't know if you're sold on that, but the fact that he can sign anywhere, he's 27 years old, still in his prime, Mike, he's not the dominant number one overall draft pick you thought he was going to be. When you're drafting number one overall, you're supposed to make a run at a chip, okay? You're supposed to be that guy at some point in a 10-year period where, hey, he gave us a chance to get there. That's not DeAndre Ayton, but it doesn't mean he can't contribute. And, Mike, if it didn't work out as a free agent, you're not going to break the bank on him. See, I think this buyout, which was $35 million, gives him and his people a little flexibility to say, hey, I get to choose where I want to go.
Right.
And I want to go somewhere where I'm going to have fun and enjoy playing there, and they're going to use me. And maybe the Hawks are a destination. We just don't know. But that aside, if you were to do that and get Nikhil, now we got something
and
going.
The thing is, it kind of makes the money work. You could have the shooting. You'd have some hardcore, some really hard matchups in the half court, and then Quinn Snyder might actually have something he could work with, like he did in Utah.
Your half court defense is so much better.
You actually
it's
have it.
So much better.
You have a half court defense other than Dyson Daniels. You're right.
Yeah. So we'll see where all of this goes, but the activity is real, and you know, again, some of these moves are not going to be blockbuster. And I'm not talking about the Hawks. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
But guys who think that Asa Newell is going to come in, he's going to learn on the job.
Yeah.
We talked about Asa, and this is not being disrespectful. He needs another year in the oven in NCAA, and, you know, playing for UGA.
Well, didn't we talk about how many games did he play? 20-some-odd games? I don't even know if he played 30 games last year. Guys, this NBA schedule is a grind. Right. It is a different animal.
There's a rookie. I mean,
yes.
Again, he won't be asked to do that, but that's why I think you look at – that's why I said, you know, guys, like, what's your thing with Brook Lopez? I don't know what his contract would look like. I'm just saying, get another big in here. That's why, you know, DeAndre Ayton might be relatively inexpensive based on his market value right now.
Yeah.
And how things turned out, you know, over in Portland. But yeah, he's out there. But yeah, you're talking about Alexander Walker. Now you're talking about size. And they don't have all the money because Randall and Naz Reid got paid.
33 games dominated,
okay.
Says, and that's in college.
And yeah, I mean, look. And that's not a knock on him. That's a knock on everybody who came out early. Cooper Flagg's about the only guy that people feel. Cooper Flagg's going to have some rookie moments. He's going to get an education this year, too.
Yeah.
So you want another big, a wing, backup point guard.
And not necessarily in that order. I mean, if you're right. going to get a game-changing wing, it changes our team. I think we have enough bigs in the rotation now, but I don't think we should be done.
Mm.
And by the way, if you're saying, all right, Dukes and Bell, why would, you know, Nikhil Alexander Walker come here, or more importantly, why would Minnesota do this? It would be a sign and trade, which is what our general manager told us, for the exemption. And under that sign and trade, that would allow the T-Wolves to then be granted a traded player in the deal. They also get an exception.
Uh-huh.
So they lose him, but they also get some money and an exception to use for themselves. And I said this, Minnesota, go look at their numbers, guys. They're getting expensive. That's becoming an expensive team now with these extensions, Mike. And, you know, they signed two of their guys, and I just don't know if they've got the money to do a deal with Nikhil. That's the other part of this. So that's why I think we're leading the charge. That's the thing I keep hearing. Oh, the Hawks are really interested. Yeah, but we have this exemption that's really going to help.
And we were joking around about the show on the show earlier about in years past. Like, remember when the Falcons had no money, and we're like hearing about all these big free agent moves, and the Falcons aren't doing anything. They didn't have any coin. And now all of a sudden with the Hawks, we've kind of been in that same boat.
Yeah.
Now you feel we should be day one in there fighting for this guy.
Because you got
a physical defender who can hit a three. That's perfect. I mean, and then you get into it, like Ansi Salleh said that, you know, they'd be willing to get into an apron. It's got to make sense. But you're talking about some of these moves you could make and still pull off the math. And then the big decision becomes, do you want to, and then how well does this team fight and play?
Mm.
And are they automatically a top four team in the East? And then,
Mike, if you added those two.
And then you don't feel so bad about giving Trey a max contract.
Yes. If you added those two pieces, I think we were with Jalen last year. I know that sounds crazy. Again, 20 and 10 a night, and I think he was on his way to potentially being an all-star, even though his brand was not there. You're telling me you add two key pieces like this? No doubt about it. Like, we're in the mix. Based on how the East looks right now, 404-726-0929. It's a big offseason, man. There's no debating that. You know, we can talk about all this other stuff. They better continue to try to improve and understand
that these opportunities to do this around a nice young core. And again, we're not even talking, Mike, about the development of Rashad Shaq. Like, what's he come back and look like? We're not even talking about right. Jalen coming back on a mission and like, okay, you know what? I showed the NBA that I'm capable. Now I'm about to take it to another level. This idea of Trey having to score 40 a night is gone if you add these kinds of pieces.
Right. Look, we went through what some really bad ideas. You know, we talked about you know what happened with DeJounte Murray. These are the kind of moves we should have been making 2 years, 3 years ago. This was the stuff that made more sense. And then you could have, you know, again, I guess there was a frustration level with DeAndre Hunter. He's gone. That ship has sailed. Now you've got some flexibility. Caris LeVert, too, by the way. Where does he fit in this?
Well, that's the other thing. It sounds like I want him back. But I also think the guys we're talking about are potential upgrades. And the thing about Caris is, has always been, he's a hell of a player when healthy. Went to Brooklyn, won healthy. Right. Everybody kind of counted him out. Gets traded, goes to Cleveland. You're like, okay, is he getting run? Not really. Comes here, looks really good at the end of the season. But if you're telling me we're getting Beasley or Nikhil Alexander, that to me, or that's the route to go.
Yeah, I was just looking up, just to follow up on Minnesota. Given Julius Randle, Nas Reed, because I talked about Julius Randle last week.
Yep.
They're saying there's really no way they can get Nikhil Alexander Walker in there without getting in like the second level of apron as far as luxury tax.
It's too expensive.
Right. And in an NBA where everybody, as you see, buying guys out, getting salary off the books, because every owner is talking to their general manager going, well, look at Oklahoma City, right?
No doubt. It's going to be next few days are going to be interesting for the Hawks to see.
Let's get in the mix. Let's give us something to be excited about, man, once.
Yeah, because
and look, Porzingis is great. Ace Newell is great. Our new GM is everybody's happy right now. But this would be the thing where you get some athleticism, size, and you know. Then as you said, Trey, you don't have to worry about Trey being a liability on defense because you got other guys that can defend.
No.
In the half court.
Well, we act as if like Steph Curry is an all defensive player.
No, but he's surrounded by surrounded by great players.
Yeah, he never has been. He's been sufficient.
Right.
But that's the thing, man. Mm. All right, we'll keep an eye out. We'll keep you updated, and all the breaking news, of course, you'll hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris has got the night show coming up again. Braves off today, guys. And tomorrow's going to be interesting because I'll say this, Mike. There's two things I'm watching. One, is Money Harris back in the lineup? That's number one. Number two, we're getting ready for Profar's return, which is Wednesday. He's hitting 326 down in AAA. He's played about 12 or 13 games. He's been really good down there. It feels like, all right, hey, he's ready to go. He's gone through, you know, the buildup. So that's going to be on Wednesday. That's as soon as he can come back.
But the thing with Harris, you know, how's he feeling? And there was a Mark Bowman article today at MLB.com talking about Tim Hires, and they're just trying, like, basic stuff, which it's kind of weird. Your third year in the league, that, you know, working the count, maintaining discipline to not expand the strike zone, you know, because you see him really, Carl, swinging some awful pitches. So, I mean, I don't know if Hires can pull this one off. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I mean, yeah, maybe they shouldn't have moved on from Seitzer. I know I was kind of half kidding about the hitting instructor, but he's got his plate full right now. You got to get, you know, Austin Riley back to where he needs to be. There's just too many malfunctioning parts of this machine. That's why we're having the debate. Guys are like, man, you and Carl are Debbie Downer on the – you're living in a fantasy world. Are you watching this team? They don't hit.
And you're spoiled.
They don't hit.
You're spoiled.
Right.
We're so used to them being exactly what we've seen over the last 7 years.
You're telling me a team that
– That's not the case.
Right. All the things that are missing, the starting pitch. Guys, that's a really rough patch of pitching. Nothing against Grant Holmes. I love Grant Holmes. He's been great. But still – you got to throw Bryce Elder out there. It's freaking batting practice again. You know, and Fuentes has shown he's got some stuff, Carl, but he's not ready right now for the show.
I also find it amusing that people think we just won the World Series with the as-is team that we had. We didn't. We added significant pieces that contributed. If they don't do that again this year, this is not moving in the right direction either.
Right.
It's just what it is.
That's why I wonder if, you know, Alex has always said he'd be, you know, told us the other day, wants to be a buyer. Tony Gwynn said it. But you wonder, do you get to a point where even Alex and, you know, the Braves management says, this isn't the year to start trading for people.
Yeah, no. All right, man, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat.
Oh.
What were you going to say, bro?
No, I was just thinking, they always want that salary control. We're not the only guys out there trying to find players at the trade deadline, you know? And they're never going to rent a player. They may just cut bait on Ozuna because his contract's coming up.
At the end of the season, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Or trade him now.
Well, again, we got 12 more games before the All-Star break.
Mm.
How far out are we going to be, or are we going to be back in? We will find out tomorrow. Big show. Who's joining us tomorrow? Seth Emerson tomorrow, right? My man, Seth Emerson, to talk some dogs and also a very interesting Georgia Tech story that we've got to talk about. That's going to happen tomorrow. Grant's back as well as we talk Braves. More on NBA free agency. These NFL trades, do not be surprised as more start to happen leading up to camp. We'll keep you all informed on that as well. Hey, Behind the Glass, man. Dominator, great job as always. Day-to-day executive producing. Stay tuned. Chris Thomas has you at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Earlier in the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Carl and I were talking about Aaron Rodgers. And I think Day-Day was asking, is he just misunderstood? Is he just getting, you know, picked on by people? No, he makes it easy. You know, like, I don't know the guy personally, but we've heard a lot of anecdotal stuff. The latest comes from one of his linemen for over a decade, David Bakhtiari. He goes, hey, man, love is love. He's at the Jordan Love wedding. Their quarterback got married. He goes, congrats to the Loves. He goes, just happy at least one of my quarterbacks invited me to their wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, speaking of the Steelers, man, T.J. Watt, look, nobody's going to trade for him. The Steelers are crazy, but they're not stupid. Or they're stupid and not crazy. They're not trading away T.J. Watt. Here's what we know. T.J. Watt's 30 years old. He's entering the final year of his four-year, $112 million extension that he signed before the 2022 season. He is one of the top edge rushers in the league. And with the move the Steelers made today, it's more proof that they are all in. So if you're all in, cut the check.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett this offseason signed a four-year, $160 million deal that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. Guess who's about to join that company? T.J. Watt. And then everybody's happy, Mike. And let's go see if Mike Tomlin can win a playoff game for the first time since 2016. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're not even worth a compensatory pick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.